What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here, hour number two. The phone lines are open, area code 512. I need to put a little tape up here with the phone number here, which I used to have on the video display. So 512-248-8252, I think. Am I correct on that? Anyway, all right, so let's get back to some more stories here. And interestingly enough, let's see. Okay. Sorry, we're still getting used to the new system here. Okay, and 512-248-8252, so I'm not losing my memory. Everyone's always looking for life in outer space, especially out there with Perseverance on Mars here. But apparently, three unknown microbes were found on the International Space Station. And NASA basically discovered and isolated four strains of bacteria at different locations aboard the space station, three of which were previously unknown to science. And they're saying this may be the key to space farming. And the known microbe was discovered nestled in an old high-efficiency particulate air filter, HEPA, which was returned to Earth in 2011. Two were found in an overhead panel of the ISS research station. The third was found on the surface of the dining table. Okay, we're going to start taking phone calls now. We've got Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael. Hey, good day to you. Yeah, I heard.
Yes.
Sorry to hear about Ken leaving. Sorry about Ken. I hope he does successfully whatever he is endeavors. What I want to talk about is, first you brought up Kim Jong-un, little rocket man. He's basically going to extort bumbling Biden because he'll say that if you start any crap with us, well, he'll shoot off an EMP over to the Midwest, knock out the food. You're talking about the food prices. Yeah, Mike, it's going to be a disaster. If this bumbling Biden will not know how to handle a little rocket man and his sister. That's my belief.
Okay.
Let alone Iran and all the other nonsense. But here, Mike, let's get back to the real thing. Miami Herald, so everybody, all your listeners know, Miami Herald's reported that these illegals, I mean, even these people, the Cubans that keep floating in here to try to sneak in, when they do settle here, they don't get repatriated back. They get $17,000 for furniture. So all these illegals that are coming through the border right now, when they get their apartments and their Section 8 housing, they're going to get $17,000 in furniture vouchers. I wonder how those blue state white males and females feel about that. How did the people that are white in those blue states feel about an illegal alien sneaking through our border, like you said, Operation Wetback, getting $17,000 in furniture vouchers? They're going to get the stimulus check. They're probably going to get better health care than them blue state bluers. And I wonder how they're going to feel when they find out all this information. How come they don't? None of this was exposed through the criminal Zionist media, how white people are being treated, but the illegal aliens are being treated like gold. Okay, like you mentioned, Chinese are sneaking in, Iranians are sneaking through that border, Dominicans, Haitians. We had a big bunch of Haitians that snuck in through Texas into the border. Now they're coming from Mexico, they're coming into the border, coming back to South Florida. It was in the Miami Herald, Mike.
Yes.
Mike, white Anglos, I want everybody in your audience to understand this. We're at 10% of the population, ladies and gentlemen. The white Anglos who made this the magic city back in the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s. In the 40s, and the 30s, and the 20s. Okay? It was called the Magic City. Now we're been invaded. We are the minority. They look at us like, what the hell are you doing here, white man, white woman? Why are you here? They're not coming here to compliment us, Mike, like I told you for 3 years. They're coming to eat our lunch and take our jobs and boot you out. That's why you're talking about that London mayor. Those white, whatever the people on that state of the country of England should round him up and deport him back where he came from. This crap about citizenship and all that nonsense, Mike. These people are not coming here to compliment the white males, the Scots, the Irish, the Germans, and the English, and everybody else, the Italians, the Poles. No. And by the way, Mike, let's get something clear. Everybody, do you think that the Jews would be in existence if it was the Jews fighting Adolf Hitler or the blacks or Hispanics, would they have beat Adolf Hitler, Mike? Tell me the real truth. I want to hear it out of your mouth. Would they have beat the Nazis if it weren't for white Northern European males, Christian males, fighting that war in World War I and World War II? Who would have won?
Well,
I believe the Germans would have whooped our ass.
Hang on a second. Tom, you need to remember the reason that, I don't know about necessarily World War I, but certainly in World War II, what made the difference was America's manufacturing might. We could crank out the tanks faster than the Nazis could blow them up. And that was a major factor. That's why Britain wanted the United States to come into the war. Same thing in World War I.
Mike, I understand that, and I totally 100% agree with you. What I'm trying to say is those men who built those manufacturing, all these guys that came here were German-Americans. These guys came from Germany. They came from England. They came from Scotland. They came from Ireland. They came from Italy. They came from France. They came from all over Europe. They were white European Christian men, Mike. I understand what you're saying. I'm saying, yes. Do you think, I asked the question was, do you think the Afro-Americans are going to beat Adolf Hitler? Could the Jewish Americans beat Adolf Hitler in a combat war? Maybe in a nuclear, if they had the nuclear bomb, like the Planet of the Apes, like the Vain people beneath the Planet of the Apes. They can nuke the place. But I'm talking about in a real the conventional war, Mike, if it weren't for the white men and women, the white women in this country, and some Afro-American men and women, then we'd have never beat Nazi Germany, Mike. No way. It was the same people. It was the German-Americans who were going fighting their own people, basically. And the English, of course, and the Scotch and the Irish, but they're all basically the same people. You know, I just don't get it. You know, these Zionists, they keep picking on how bad white man is. Hey, who's the one to save your butt, man? Get real
well,
here.
Well, it's kind of one,
Mike,
of the reasons why people have come to suspect that the Holocaust story itself is in doubt, because, you know, Israel doesn't act like they're grateful for being saved. Israel doesn't, Israel just keeps asking for more money and more weapons, like, you know, we somehow owe them for something.
That's correct, Mike. My grandfather fought in World War I. My uncle fought in World War II. My father was a Korean War veteran. I had two brothers in Vietnam, like I told you in the past. You know what? They didn't get crap out of that war, out of those wars. They didn't get nothing out of those wars, man. What, VA hospitalization, where they were killing everybody, it seemed like, even back here in South Florida, back in, when McCain, Lane Bray McCain was doing that investigation where all these American white guys were dying in these VA hospitals by the thousands. You remember that case, Mike?
I remember that case.
The congressman here in Florida is named Miller. Yes, I remember everything about it. I know how they treated my brother. It's terrible. It's horrible. So I'm very bitter about a lot of this crap on how white people are being treated. I'm fed up with it. And you know what? Paul has a great call when it comes to one issue. He's really right on the money, man. You know, come on. We got to always, we're always kissing butt. Now reparations is coming down the tubes. Mike, one more thing, and I'll let you go in a minute. Hey, they're going to turn the District of Columbia, Washington, D.C., into a state? Why? They already got 99% of the people in that area vote for the Democrat.
Yes.
All the blacks over there vote Democrat. So why would they want to make it a state? So to get more senators and more? Come on, to tear down the white man even more? Hell no. I tell every lily white cracker, hey, do your job, man. Actually, show some balls. You're allowing your country to be overtaken and annihilated. Third world status, man. Maybe fourth world status. This continues on. What's going on here, man? I see it here in South Florida, Mike. When I was a young man, Miami was awesome, man. It was an awesome place. Now the traffic's horrendous. You can't even find there's no land left to build. They're trying to, they're going to suck down the Everglades pretty soon.
Yep.
It's horrible. It's horrible, Mike, what they're doing to South Florida. And all the white people, they all moved up to Central Florida and the northern part of Florida. What, to give up the sunshine here? For what? For the illegal incursion? And then they dropped the ball with Cuba. That Cuba should have never happened. That was a disgrace. What's going on there? They got so much land in Cuba. It's ridiculous, man. I've been there. Mike's crazy. And then, like you're talking about Mexico, they all the fertile farmland they got in Mexico. What? Why are they coming here, Mike? To take down the white race. And I tell you what, Zog is behind
all
this.
It's because they're being offered stuff to come here. Like you said before, the $17,000 for furniture and whatnot. I mean, that's a lot of money, you know, it's certainly more than I have right now. And they're literally being bribed to come here because they're being told, you know, you're going to get all this free money and free medical care and housing and all the rest of it. And they're basically trying to load up the electorate with potential Democratic voters.
Absolutely, Mike. It's and right away, it's not $15,000, it's $17,000. And we're not even talking about hospitalization. We're not even talking about the medical care these illegals are getting. The Haitians are pouring into South Florida still. The Cubans, well, they'll get on raft still. They found a bunch of them on the raft, 25 of them the other day, trying to take their risk their butt to come over here. Well, communism must not be working out too well over there. I've been here. I told you. It's a disaster, Mike. It's a disaster. And you know what I blame it all on? A bunch of white chicken hawks that allow them. You know what? The narrative's being driven by who, Mike? That's where you got to get to the point. Who is driving this narrative that white man, bad man, bad man, orange man, orange man, white man, white man, bad man? It's got to stop, man. It's got to come to a screeching halt. And white man better stand up. We're going to lose this whole country. We'll end up like Cuba. I guarantee it. We're worse. We'll be worse than Cuba. Because we're a lot. And, Mike, all these illegals coming here, you think they don't all want a new truck or a bottle? They don't want a new car. They want a comida. They want everything, Mike. They're not coming here for the luxury of being good to the founding fathers, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. They never had that in their own country, man. They're coming here to get money, pesos, dinero. They want the money, Mike. And let's not kid ourselves. That's what it's all about. Everything. All these Jews, that's all they want is money. Everybody wants money. I want money. Everybody wants money. But some people want so much money, it's unheard of. Like this Gates and these this sore ass and then Zuckerberg, and then you got this Bezos. Why do they need all this billions and billions of dollars for what? The thing they're emperors of, like they built a pyramid or something, the Great Pyramids? Ridiculous, man. And in the meantime, they're destroying the country. They're wiping this country right out. Socially, economically, I mean, every which way you can think of. Culturally, our culture is being destroyed, man, by the minute. Every minute goes by, our culture is being more and more torn down, destroyed. Because a bunch of leftist, Zionist, communist, Marxists. That's what they are, is Marxists, man. That's what call real what they really are. They think they can play. People are sheeple. They think we're all a bunch of imbeciles or sheeple. Man, that's what they try to do. They're trying to round us up like cattle and put us in a pen and say, you're going. We got the coin. You got the going. This is ridiculous. It's got to stop and assist. And like you mentioned, Mike, if you even say the word Operation Wetback, they're going to call you a racist, a lot of your people are going to probably email.
Oh, Mike, you should be saying that. That's what Eisenhower called it.
Well, you know what? You're going to get emails about it, Mike, because you called people back in the 50s, they were wetbacks. You watch, and you're going to tell me about it on the next show or whatever. I'm telling you that, you know what, Mike? You can't even tell the truth anymore. That's the problem. You cannot tell the truth what's going on right in front of your eyes, right before your eyes, what's going on in our country. And we are being invaded. I don't care what that bumbling buffoon Biden says. He's an idiot. He's a dirty, dirty man. And it's like Como. A homosexual is getting away with murder. Homosexual is getting away with murder. I'll tell it to his face. He couldn't hold a torch to Ron DeSantis here in the state of Florida. That imbecile Como. Okay. Homosexual. He's a freak. And that's what he is. And he's a liar. He should be held for murder because he's murdered thousands of Americans, men, white and black Americans, women and men, white and black, in those nursing homes. He's a murderer. I don't care what anybody says. And you even have people that have a lot of sway in the media are saying the same thing. This guy is a murderer. But the liberal, leftist, communist, Bolshevik sheeple did away. They're not the sheeple. We're the sheeple. The leadership is telling the white, everybody on the right is a sheeple. You guys are lambs, man, or right, sheep, whatever you want to call us.
All right, Tom.
It's a disgrace, Mike. It's a disgrace.
Tom? Okay. Time for you to say goodbye because I've given you a lot of time and I get lots of emails.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. Thank you for taking my call, and I hope you have some great callers calling, Mike. I hope some great callers calling.
I'm sure I do. They're already waiting in the list here, and we're going to go to Kevin in West Virginia. Hello, Kevin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mr. Mike. Tom's pretty much on point there. I just wanted to tell, I have a couple of things I wanted to say. I'm also moving from West Virginia down to South Florida within the year. So, I mean, I'm a white male and my girlfriend's a white female. So maybe we can kind of shake some things up down there a little bit. But what I called in for, I don't know about you or if you've seen it or if you feel this way either, but it seems like every single day Joe Biden keeps sliding further and further and further and further and further down. It seems like every day it gets worse and worse and worse. I'm just curious how much longer is this charade going to last? You have people like Lloyd, I think I have the name right, Lloyd Anderson, you know, who was ahead of the of Katrina, you know, and wanted to disarm and disarmed everybody down in Katrina. You have this guy, you know, is he ahead of the, is he in, did they appoint him to some big position? I thought they appointed him head of something, but I'm not sure. You got this guy. I mean, it just seems like this Joe Biden administration is falling apart at the seams.
Yes,
I mean,
it
it's kind of interesting to watch. It's interesting to watch, but it's also, it scares the living hell out of me. Because what do we do whenever this does completely fall apart? I know you're going to say rebuild, but how do we do it? How do we get these, and if I may say, these liberal logic, liberal leftist people, how do we get them out of a new system once this one collapses? Because it does look like...
Well, it may take crowbars.
Downhill. Yeah, it may. It may.
Yeah.
It's just, and oh about your the Russians with and that telescope down in the lake. We have something like that down in south in Antarctica.
Yes,
detecting neutrinos. And if anybody's ever interested, subatomic or subparticle or quantum mechanics, that's a very interesting to research that. It's
yes, it is
quantum mechanics. Yeah, quantum mechanics is. And quantum biology, if anybody's ever interested into that, is pretty new and pretty neat. Well, you have a good day. I want to thank you for what you and Miss Claire do. You know, you guys don't have to do this, and I appreciate you guys bringing the truth out. You guys touch lives, and I don't even know if you realize it, but, you know, I'm somebody that was an alcoholic and a drug addict and listening to RBN. You guys have changed my life, and... I thank
you. Well, I'm glad to hear
it. That's all I have to say.
Thank you very much for the kind words. Okay, well, thank you very much for the call. We're going to let you go and switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Mike, you know, I turned you on a little late today, but I heard you say something about GMO food being imported. Did you say it's going to
Mexico is going to ban GMO imports and glyphosate, and they're basically going to replace the corn they import from the United States with domestically produced varieties.
Well, that's what I thought you said. Okay, I wasn't sure whether you said the up, but yeah. Well, because this shows me what I'm suspecting more and more, that Mexico, pretty soon, these walls and stuff, Mexico is going to have to start building walls to keep us out of there, because I'm telling you, this country is going to crap, and Mexico seems to be improving night and day. And this Obrador, I believe his name, he is excellent for Mexico. And everybody says, well, he's a socialist. Well, guess what? Guess what? If a socialist is going to be for his country, okay, and put his country first and take care of his people and not worry about the globalist scum like Bill Gates and others, and Zuckerberg and all these other bums, okay, then guess what? Socialism is the way to go, if that's the case. I don't say it's always the way, not at all. But what we got here going on right now, people are making a mistake. And I wish they would cite, even Alex Jones, is saying, it's the Chi-Coms, it's the Chinese, it's the communists, it's the commies. It's not the commies in this country that is destroying this country. It is the worst type of predator capitalists and globalists that want to not only destroy the country, they want to destroy the world. They're trying to depopulate us. This is what this, now this came out with this Dutch doctor. I don't know if you heard about that, Geertie something or another. It was Mike Adams was talking about it. It was talked about today in InfoWars and a few other places. I heard about it last week already by the High Wire with Del Bigtree. They're saying this vaccine is not only, you know, it's more dangerous to other people than the people who are taking it.
Okay, Mark.
It's shedding the virus. Yeah.
Mark, I'm going to put you on hold. Don't hang up.
Okay.
I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Hey, Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Mark in North Carolina. And Mark, if you could just sort of pick up where you left off.
Yeah, this guy, I believe his name is Gert something. I don't know. I have a hard time with some of these foreign names. I don't know. I could probably got the last name wrong. But anyway, the fact of the matter is, he is saying that this guy is legitimate. I mean, True News is talking about him today, too. They went over his resume. This guy is, like, heavy duty. He's actually not an anti-vaxxer. He's actually a pro-vaxxer vaccine. But he's saying this vaccine, because of the way it's being done, could cause millions of people to die, even maybe billions, God forbid. He said because what's happening is it's causing the disease to mutate. In other words, you're going to take a relatively harmless thing like COVID-19, which is basically a flu, and it could mutate to the point that it could literally wipe out a large portion of the world's population. I mean, and like I said, I don't think this is by accident. I think these globalists, this is just what they want. You look at their modus operandi. All they want to do is lower that population. I mean, look at the Georgia Guidestones. Look at the way they try to turn a man into a woman, or a woman into a man.
This is all to, you know, push gay marriage. All of this stuff is to lower the population, not to mention the way the people's fertility is being hurt by not only these vaccines, but the plastic they put in the water and other
yes.
things. Mike, these people, I keep on trying to say these people are evil. The problem is not whether you're white, black, brown, yellow, or whatever other color you are. The problem is these evil scum are actually trying to cause a race war to take people's attention away from who the real bad people are, okay?
Okay.
And that's, again, we can start with Gates. We can start with Klaus Schwab there. We can end Zuckerberg. The other guy, what's his name? The guy who runs Twitter, Dorsey.
Dorsey,
okay?
Yeah.
Dorsey and others. Buffett, you know, these people are evil. They want to rule this world, but not with us. They think they're going to turn themselves into robots and run the world like that. And they don't need people anymore. This is what they're up to. That's why I like Alex Jones. I mean, he's got most of it right, what he says. He goes into this. He's been studying these people for years. He's coming up with shows. He's had it back in 2010. Even Joe Rogan was running some of this stuff. We were predicting all this stuff. This is the problem, Mike. It's not, I know immigration. I'm sure they want to, they want to cause turmoil all over the place. So, of course, why not open up the borders like that, too? And it's not by accident they put a demented old man in mm-hmm. as president, okay, and stole the election. It's not by accident. They know they can control the guy. The guy got no mind left, barely got a mind left. So they basically tell him what to do, and he does it. And by the way, I would like to see with Cuomo, I'd like to start to see Cuomo start singing and find out who told him to put all these people in these nursing homes and kill all these people, because I believe it probably came from somebody like Gates. That sounds certainly like the type of thing Gates and Fauci, by the way, that they would have told him to do, you know? I'm hoping he starts singing. Of course, that's if he doesn't get rubbed out first, if he does, if they think he does. But these people, Mike, these people mean business. They want to kill us. That's what they're trying to do. This is not about socialism or fascism or any other ism, other than murderism, you could say, or, that's all this is. They're trying to kill us, Mike. People, get wise, understand what this is about, and don't take those vaccines, whatever you do, folks. Take off your masks. Do not take the vaccine. Please. Please, whatever y'all do, don't take. Look what happened to Marvelous Marvin Hagler this week.
Yes.
No question he was killed by that vaccine. One day after he took it, the man was healthy. He worked. He's still 66 years old. He was in great shape. Still worked out. Not one of these fighters who's taken too much punishment and then let himself go in the later years and stuff. No, this guy was in great shape. Okay? That killed him. Tommy Hitman Hearns is now his best friend. Said it, right? You know, while he was in the hospital. He said he went to the hospital because of a bad reaction he had to the vaccine. And then a few hours later, he was dead. All right? Killed by that vaccine. I don't care what mainstream media is trying to tell you. He was killed by that vaccine. Period. All right, Mike, that's about it. All right, I don't want to bother you with anything. Well, I'm too emotional. I probably shouldn't. Some of the things. Oh, by the way, one more thing. Israel, okay? Israel is now finding out what it is to live in a tyrannical regime like they've been living in, because now that regime has turned on the people there with the
yes.
COVID thing, with the lockdowns.
They're getting a lot of deaths over there. They really are. Okay, well, Mark, we got to take another break for commercials. I'm going to let you go here. We have more callers waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones to Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
There are a couple of things. One, I like President Obrador. I think he's going to be a good man for his country. But the problem is this nonsense that Biden has unleashed on the border is going to create unholy hell for Mexico, because he's going to have these cartels and human traffickers running amok in his country.
Yes.
He can't have that. And eventually, there's going to have to become a day of reckoning between the two. I'm not sure Obrador wants the carnage that's going to take place in his country and the human trafficking. And on top of that, the other thing I want to mention here was that earlier on, Tom talked about the Germany in World War II and how the United States. The truth is, in World War II, there were 50 German divisions on the Eastern Front, and there were fewer than 10 on the West. All right. Two mistakes Hitler made. He called off the Wehrmacht at Dunkirk. He should have annihilated the British on the beach at Dunkirk. And he should have ordered Operation Barbarossa, which was the invasion of Russia. So if he hadn't done the second one, and he had had those 50 divisions to put off into the West, I don't think there's any amount of armor that the United States military could put on the field that would have defeated Germany in World War II.
Well, you're forgetting the United States had the nuclear bomb.
Well, not until 1945. I talked with my father about this. He was an officer in the artillery during World War II. He was a great admirer of the Germans, and in fact, on a couple of occasions, he said, we fought the wrong enemy in World War II.
Patrick said the same thing.
He said, man to man. He said, if you stack the German, the Wehrmacht and the SS up against Americans, which he said, at best, they might have been lucky to have a standstill. But the big mistake was the fact that Hitler had that he ordered Operation Barbarossa. His field marshals argued against it, but Hitler being who he is, what won the argument. And so that took 50 divisions, and put them on the Eastern Front and left fewer than 10 on the West. Now, you tell me in that case, how might that war night have ended? Now, the United States had the bomb in 1945. The question is, would it have gotten to that point? I think if you put those divisions out there in the West, they wouldn't have gotten that far. They might not have gotten to the point where they could have actually tested a bomb. The Wehrmacht and the SS were powerful.
Let's give you the counter argument here.
Powerful.
I mean, given that the United States and Russia were allies in World War II, if Germany had put all 60 of its divisions on the Western Front, that probably would have opened up the door for an Allied invasion coming from the East.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, you can make that argument, but the fact is, the Operation Barbarossa caught Stalin completely off guard, and if Hitler had been coy enough to play that, not to do that, I'm not sure that Stalin had anything to gain by allowing the Allies to come in along an eastern pathway. So it's, We could speculate about a lot of this, and of course I'm speculating too. But the big mistake was the fact that Hitler ordered the invasion of Russia.
Yes.
And the fact is, it was Russia that actually won the war.
Yes.
It was not the United States.
No, the German armies had been decimated by the time they were done with Russia.
Yeah, that's right. When they first started the invasion of Russia, the kill ratio, I think there were like 7 or 8 Russians killed for every German.
Yes.
Now, things took their toll, and of course, the weather and what else. And the Russians had just an infinite number of men to throw at the Germans, and they did. And ultimately, at the end of the war, what happened was that the Russians were able to sweep through from the east into Germany, and that is actually what drove the war to an end. And I spent a lot of time in Berlin. And you can walk through Berlin today, and you can still see buildings out there that are pockmarked with bullet holes.
Same thing in Munich.
From the Battle
Same
of Berlin.
Munich.
Yeah. And it wasn't the United States or France or Great Britain that was there. It was the Soviet Union. And then they suffered just horrendous losses in that war. And frankly, in the Battle of the Bulge, you know why the Germans lost the Battle of the Bulge? They overran their supply lines and ran out of fuel. Period.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what did it.
Yes.
So, anyway, I know we like to talk about our vaunted American military, but the fact is, the Wehrmacht and the SS, I think, were far better than anything the U.S. had to put on the field. You know, and it was a matter of Hitler having made some just boneheaded orders during the war that put Germany in an untenable position,
mm-hmm.
and caused it to be caught in a vice at the end of the war, with actually the pressure not coming from the United States or Great Britain, but it came from Russia.
Well, the Russians were a little bit annoyed with Hitler, so that sort of motivated them.
I can imagine that they were.
Yeah.
Okay. So thanks for taking the call, but that's all I got to say. And again, I want to emphasize about Obrador. Obrador is going to have some serious problems with Biden.
I'm definitely sure of that.
Liberals never seem to understand unintended consequences, and the unintended consequences in this case are going to ripple throughout Mexico, and of course in the border areas of the United States. And Obrador is going to have to pick up. I mean, he's going to have to confront Biden about this sooner or later. You can't.
Yes.
Yeah, he's dealing with a lunatic on this side of the border. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about lunatics so much as just flat-out incompetent, but apparently Kamala Harris is doing more and more of the actual job these days. They just haven't announced it. Anyway, Kelly, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. We have lines open right now, area code 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Lauren in Ohio. Hello, Lauren. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I don't know what's crazier, that they're doing this stuff or that, you know, you're watching them do it and just call and, you know, opine about 50 years ago. Are you kidding? This is there's nothing new under the sun. It's white people killing their cousins. That's what it's in Europe, what the World War II, white people here killing their cousins. Civil War, white people here killing their cousins, North and South. Revolutionary War, War for Independence is what we called it. They called it a revolution because we were fighting them. They were trying to treat their white cousins like they treated brown skins in India and Africa. And these white men weren't going to have it.
Nope.
Okay? And it was the Christian part of it. We're all made by the Creator in heaven. That's what this country is about. You can't have socialism. It's socialism or freedom. The Constitution is a contract whereby each man's freedom is protected by a Republican form of government where all men are equal under the law, and that's the law of God and conscience, to build their lives as they see fit, answerable only to the God that created them. That's what's so great about this country. But we're a bunch of whiny-ass pussies anymore. We want to put our hand out and get what we didn't earn. You, white men and women, what are you doing about your children? Where are they all day? So I don't want to hear about what your problems and pining and whining about your country being stolen from you. I'm brown. I can make it. Doesn't matter
okay.
who comes here. But, well, what I'm saying is, listen, the kids are in school all day. They're being lied to. Evolution, global warming, tranny story time. All these things are lies. Economically, they're telling them lies. Medically, health-wise, they're telling them lies. Remember, they backed off on the food pyramid. Oops, we were telling you that wrong. Now they're shooting them up. How do you get a whole society to take shots of a poison that denatures, that changes the body that God gave them? Well, you get a bunch of people that don't believe there's a God. Well, we're not sure. Okay, that's fine. I get that. But still, do you do dumb stuff? Well, yeah, when you've been in school. And how do they know that you were ready for this? They've been measuring your dumbness. That's the point of these international math and science tests and all these tests. That's all the tests in school that they give behind the backs of the mothers and fathers. I ran for state school board. I watched all this happen. And that's why I'm telling you, your personal responsibility and control of your life is the only thing that's going to save you. Your knowledge about your body. By the way, that man that was talking about the biology of this disease, you've got a show on Saturday night. It's Ingrid Castle, and it's Immunize Wisely. On the second hour, she had a man named Jeff who did research with the guy. Remember Dr. Parker? Parker Pathways was a
yes.
Sunday show, great show. Guy was a Nobel Prize winner. Okay, that is biochemistry. That is stuff about ultraviolet light inhibiting your detoxification system. Then the metals, how they switch copper and zinc to heavier metals that they're spraying in the chemtrails. Radioactive barium and strontium and aluminum. And so what I'm saying is go check out the second hour of that show. Just fast forward 5 minutes, and they let him on for a couple of segments because he explained what was going on. The other thing people can do, please look at the mycoplasma paper that I've been begging people to look at. It's a 2001 paper that explains that the CDC, the NIH, the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology, all these people are involved in the creation of this bug. This is AIDS. That's why people are testing positive for AIDS. The first paragraph tells you it's the Brucella bacterium, a piece of it merged with the Vizna virus. They extracted
yes.
Merck, Sharp, and Dome, extracted the mycoplasma. Now Dr. Sherry Rogers, she tells you that it's five pathogens all patched on to that bat coronavirus. It's man-made. And so it's not that it's harmless. It's that it's designed to kill people who are out of shape, taking drugs like ACE inhibitors, because there's more ACE receptor cells on your lungs than anywhere else. And so that's how it gets in. If you take vitamin D, it can't get in. But do you hear any recommendation to take vitamin D? And this is what I'm saying. When the solution is so simple, because these, although they're man-made and they're dangerous, they're also very fragile. They can't beat God. But you don't hear the FDA, the people that you're going to, that you're bowing to in leadership, that you're obeying and giving your money and access to your children. They don't tell you what to do to save your own life. This is my point. We have all the power. We can turn this around right now. And I know I sound a little harsh, but it's getting late. It's getting very late. This is not something you can vote your way out of. And do we really want to have a civil war? No. The Bible says expose and overturn. If we will simply go stopthecrime.net, Deborah Tavares, take a look at what they're doing. Take it to your congressman. Take it to your senators and tell them, either you stand up against this and defend our country or we stop giving you the tax dollars. Kelby Smith, hisadvocates.org, and just change your status. You don't have to pay taxes. Now, if you work for the government, you owe taxes. But for the rest of people, the fruit of your labor is yours. Just think about it. God made you. He didn't make you responsible to give the fruit of your labor to some other man because he thought he could do better with it than you can. They just took $2 trillion, and you got 9% of it in a $69,000 bill for a lousy $2,800. Now, the reason that they're doing that to you is because you're allowing it. Stop giving them your money. Stop doing what they say. Take your children out of these schools. Turn off that TV and boycott big business. So I'll get off. I know there's other people waiting, but we have the power, and it does not serve us to continue to bleat and whine and blame. This is our fault because we are not upright. De Tocqueville said, America is great because America is good. When America ceases to be good, America ceases to be great. Carney B at the Grammys, that's America. Satanists, pedophiles, and drug-dealing criminals, that's the government. Stop doing what they tell you. Educate yourself, educate your neighbors, and, you know, like I said, take it to the congressmen and senators. You know, I know they're blackmailed, but if they understand that, hey, we're going to stop giving you money, we're going to stop doing what you say, and just separate. I mean, really, just start trading amongst each other. Start loaning and borrowing, educate each other's kids. That's what we've been doing, and it works, and it's the way this country was when de Tocqueville went through, and we were 90% literate. So, you know, we can't be in a place where we're chopping babies up in Virginia, Governor Northam, keep the babies comfortable while we take orders for their parts. We're going to do this in front of God and everybody. Well, you know, we deserve to burn if we don't change what we're doing. So let's start at the bottom, you know, and be personally responsible. Personal power. I'll change responsibility to power. Then maybe it sounds like more fun. And it is fun. Okay. I'll leave you go. God bless you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot there. We have phone lines open right now. Area code 512-248-8252. And we're going to go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I don't even remember why I called now.
immigration what the control room said.
Yeah. It was Tom. Homosexual. That's what got me to call in. I sent you a couple of links there.
Yes, I saw them.
The last one was the Forbes from 2016. Exactly what it cost Canada for immigration, and back then it was like $23 billion. That's a big number.
Yes,
and
it is.
The first one is a breakdown of what they actually, what people actually do get. And what's missing in there, Mike, and this is very interesting, is children under 6 years old get about $560 a month from the federal government. And then provincially, you get more. When I say more, I don't mean like another $500. It'll be like $100 or $140. Or like back in the day, it was called baby bonus when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
Anyway, that first one I sent you where they say that $50,000 is misleading for a family of four or five. No, it's not. Because there are four kids there. That's over $2,000 a month that they're getting directly from the taxpayer.
Yep.
So immigration costs a lot of money.
Yes.
But even not even looking at that, people that just freeload, you know, and don't work and contribute to society, and they have a bunch of kids from a lot of different fathers, and that can happen.
Yes.
You know, it's about $650 a month per child is what you're going to get in this country.
Yeah.
You know, from zero to just like 17 or 18 years old. And, of course, if they go to college or university, they still get that, right?
Yes.
The parent still gets that. But it's a lot. It costs a lot. And what are they doing? They're basically paying people to have kids.
Yeah.
Right, to keep that pyramid scheme going. So my question is, if this if this whole COVID thing is a hoax and they're trying to depopulate the world, how do you take into account this rational reserve banking system that we're dealing with and all this other jazz? How does that work out?
Well, it only works out if all of these people that are immigrating or being born become contributing members to society and are generating tax revenues to try and retire some of that private central bank debt. But looking at how the debt is going out of control here in the United States, there just aren't enough people, even counting all the illegal immigrants, to ever pay that off. Okay, Al, stay on the line.
Well, no, there never will be.
Okay, stay on the line.
Anyway, I'll let you go, Mike. I want to hear more calls. Thank you very much.
All right, bye-bye. Phone lines are open, 512-248-8252.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah, I want to be a pirate.
Welcome back to our show here, last segment of our program today, and we're going to go to Robert in Kansas. Hello, Robert. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I wanted to answer the meritocracy question about why we don't experience that here in America anymore. And this comes from when I was at university. It's probably 10 years ago now. I was in a political science class, had a great professor. Turns out later I found out he's a communist Marxist, but he's still a smart guy.
Yeah.
And we were in class and we were having a discussion, and it got into affirmative action and these other ideas and along the lines of meritocracy. And I wouldn't back down. The rest of the class really wouldn't say much, but I was like, no, that's wrong to not have meritocracy. And eventually it got so heated, he was like, let's talk after class. So I went to his office after class and we talked about it. And basically broke it down to me like this. He said, if we allowed meritocracy, then white men and a few Nordic Asians and maybe a few Jews would occupy every position of leadership and management in the country. And I said,
yes.
Well, you know, what's wrong with that? And he said, well, you know, we don't want that. We're not here to raise mankind up with good human leadership. We're here to bring mankind down. We're not eugenesis, we're dysgenesis. So we want to bring the nation down to a lower standard by putting people in place, women, minorities that aren't qualified to do these jobs, to bring the standards down and to ruin the country, in a sense. And I think if you look around, you can see that they've largely been successful in doing this.
Look at Biden.
And so, yeah, look at Biden. Biden can hardly stand up there and say a few words. The poor guy. I bet he wishes he would have went and played golf, huh, Michael?
Yeah, I think Biden's getting ready to say, let's recount those votes again.
Yeah, well, he just outright laid it down for me, though, Michael. He said, yeah, we don't want white men in charge of things because then society would function well, and we don't want that. We want to break things down and bring mankind to a lower level. That's to be managed. It's easier to manage people who are dumb, who don't know the
yes.
truth, and are being led. And frankly, and it may be harsh to say, but being led by inferior people, you get inferior results. And
yes,
that,
you do.
That
Look at Common Core.
Yes, sir. And I couldn't believe he said it the way he did. He wouldn't say it in front of the class, obviously, but to me, he knew that I got it, and he was just like, no, this is what it is. And he was an older guy, I won't say the university, but, you know, he was just straight up with me, and he said, yeah, that's the goal, is we can't have a meritocracy in America anymore. Not since probably the 1950s have we had actual meritocracy, and he said that's the reason, that we're here to manage people, and we don't want human leadership. We want government leadership. We don't want men leading their families and competent men leading corporations and states and whatnot. We want to manage that, and we don't want strong people in the right positions.
Okay.
That's why.
All right, Robert, I got to let you go. There's the music playing. The show is over. My apology to those callers waiting on hold who did not get on the air. Please call back tomorrow. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening. listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.